designed for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Can I give the phone number, Ad?
Well, do it again.
1-800-LOVE-191.
All right.
Looking good tonight, Drew.
Oh, thank you, dude.
All right, bro.
You too with that skull cap on.
Yeah, buddy.
You had a weekend or something? What's up?
I had an eclectic weekend. Friday, I filmed something with Jimmy and his cousin Sal down on Alvera Street.
Mm.
That's the oldest street in Los Angeles, and it's Little Mexico, really. Mm-hmm. But Los Angeles is Big Mexico, actually. So it's ironic when you live in Los Angeles, you're like, we got to go to Little Mexico. And it's like, yeah, but we're in Big Mexico. I know, but we got to find Mexicans. It's like, why don't you turn around? we're going down Alvera Street. We need to look like Mexico, not Big Mexico.
Right.
So, because we're doing this Super Bowl tailgate spectacular.
For MTV.
MTV.
Yeah.
Usually they do the Rock and Jock thing each year. But we've been doing some stuff with them over the last couple of years, and they liked, they don't like us, but we test well, so
right.
They want to do a big hour-long extravaganza with us. And,
fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be good times. I have celebrities, and Carson Daly will be there.
Didn't notice you invited me to that.
Stuff. You know, it's in San Diego.
I didn't notice you invited me to that.
It's in San Diego. That's like 94 miles from here, so.
Yeah.
So I was out in San Diego today.
All those people are going to be in San Diego, all those celebrities?
Yeah, it's going to have like... Matthew McConaughey is going to be there, and I don't know if Adam Sandler's doing it, but...
What is it?
Oh, it's like a big tailgate party. You know, party.
So you just kind of walk around and...
Some 41 is going to be playing. Yeah, we're putting on it's a big to-do. Big brouhaha, Drew. Big party, big tailgate party.
Now I'm completely clear on what it is you're doing.
I don't know. I could get you the breakdowns.
All right.
It's going to be good. We're going to take Wee Man... Wee Man's he's a little dwarf guy.
Right.
From Jackass.
Okay.
We're going to kick him through a field goal post, like 35, 40
nice.
Yards. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think Tom Brady, Patriots quarterback, is going to be there. So, NFL guys, big-time celebrities. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah.
Good time.
What's that chick from Almost Famous, what's her name there? Goldie Hawn's daughter?
Yeah.
She's going to be there. Yeah, Kate Hudson's going to be there. It's big time.
It's good, and the way he invites them to appear on this show.
I called Kate up and said, sweetie, you want to come down and meet me in San Diego? She's plugging her new movie with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, so she wouldn't want to be on the radio. It's good.
I haven't talked to her, you understand. Mm-hmm. This goes through MTV.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
Yes.
All right, you can go down there, Drew. I mean, we can't have you on camera. You're too old. But
no, I understand.
You can hang out backstage, maybe get me a towel or something. I've been working pretty hard up there.
How's that?
Dab me.
Patch I'm giving you working?
I only tried it once, so.
Did it work?
I don't know. I'm trying to. I sweat so much. I'm trying to stop sweating so much. Mm-hmm. So Drew's trying to give me patches and stuff. It would work if I put it on my sweaty forehead, but then it would just wash away.
Yeah, fall off.
All right, where are we going? So I was in San Diego today with Blink 182 doing a bit down at the NFL Experience, which is, here's the thing about the NFL Experience. When you look at the menu of what's on the NFL Experience, it's like beat the blitz. See what it's like to drop back in the pocket of a real NFL game and get off the game-winning touchdown before the blitzing linebacker gets to you. That's more like you standing around on a piece of AstroTurf trying to throw a Nerf ball the trash can while some Yahoo holds a timer.
Ah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that sounds more like it.
And here's the thing. They have about 40 events. Mostly lame.
All the same thing. Throwing a ball through a hoop.
Pretty much. There's some kicking ones and run the obstacle course and that kind of stuff. It's all fine, but here's the thing. Instead of 40 semi-lame games... They should have 10 good ones.
How about two good ones? Just two really good ones.
Well,
like a
like
simulator
10.
Or something.
I'd like 10.
All right.
I like that. That's me. Hi, right, you ready to go here, Drew?
Yeah.
Right. You come down. Come down to San Diego. Your wife wouldn't let you, though. Hannah?
Yeah?
And I couldn't let you bring your
wife. Is Jimmy going to film his show down there?
No, he's doing his show for a
month. And you're going to run back up here?
Well, we're going to take a bus, yeah.
And come back. He's going to film on Sunday and then do his show Sunday night?
Yeah. The boy's ambitious.
Wow.
Hannah?
Yeah?
Yep. He's got my spunk.
Oh, yeah. So he's going to nap and masturbate on the bus?
That's what I mean, my spunk.
That's what I'm saying.
It's in his hair. Hannah?
Yes.
I'm sorry, you're 15. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. I was basically raised in a nudist community.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really, really sexual. And I wonder if that would, I don't know.
Yeah.
Make my relationships weird in the future.
Have you noticed anything?
Well, not really.
Are you out of the nudist community now?
Yeah, but I was raised there, basically.
But you're out of it now?
Yes.
How long have you been out?
About, I don't know, half a year.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about it?
Well, I just started feeling really uncomfortable there.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Like?
Like, I don't know, just because I was going through puberty and stuff that all these old naked guys were looking at me funny, and it was just terrible, and so I told my mom, and I was like, I want to get out of here.
What do you do on cold days? You just wear, like, clear sweatpants or something, like clear plastic sweatpants and pasties, or do they have to see nudity all the time?
No, there's some places that it is like that, but then there's other places that it's clothing optional, which is where I went, and I didn't walk around naked very much, but the pool, you had to be naked in the pool, which was really not great.
You guys in their 50s seeing if they can get that blood into the dying vestiges of their crank, you know what I mean?
And you had, did you actually see people having sex, that sort of thing?
No, but they made so many sexual comments, it just, I don't even recognize them anymore, and like...
But was it normal to you as you sort of became older, or was just sort of the kinds of talk?
It was towards me. Sometimes.
Yeah, it speaks of poor boundaries, and thank God you were healthy enough to sort of maintain them on your own. It's hard as a young teenager. Your parents must have actually been moderately decent people and you know, sort of given you a stable life and a lot of attention.
Yeah, my parents, actually.
And your dad walk around naked?
Mom.
I live with my mom. My dad basically left out of my life a few years ago.
I see.
That's going to have an effect on you, too.
I see. And were there other kids around the colony?
Not many, but there were some.
Did you? Is it weird? Was there any, like, teenage boys?
No. It's, like, for my brother, but, you know, he's my brother, whatever.
Does your mom have any regrets about having done this now?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, listen, Hannah, it's a little unusual, but it's not a death sentence or anything.
No,
you sound pretty put together.
Yeah, you thank God you knew when to get out of there. You supported yourself. You got out of there.
Well, maybe your mom.
Yeah. Good. Mom came to life all of a sudden. Oh, my God. Is that a separate person or is it going to be an adult?
Her propane tank ran out on her trailer. She's a couple months behind on the bill.
In reality, probably what's going to have more of an effect on you is the dad taking off.
Well.
Yeah, and semi-crazy mom.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my dad leaving, I mean, he wasn't that great of a dad anyway.
Yeah. Well, either one will work, though. I mean, being a bad dad or being an absent dad or being a bad absent dad.
Yeah.
Either way, kind of bad dad.
Being a dad that leaves kind of goes along with being a guy who's not such a great guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but yeah, she escaped.
Yeah.
Harm.
Fairly unscathed.
Yeah, that's all right. She's fine. Oh, imagine those 55-year-old guys sitting around the pool. Yeah. Ooh, hey. Hey, Larry, new pube. Pube alert. Yeah, the 13-year-old's got a new one.
How come we're not allowed to talk about, as a country, we can't really go, hey, that's weird stuff.
She had 11 pubes. Hand of God, she had 11 pubes this time yesterday.
Hand her.
I'm counting 14 this time. Yeah, she's nice. I'm dyeing my ball hair next summer.
Getting a little gray?
Getting a little gray around the balls. Wife says she likes a touch of gray around the balls, but it's making me feel older, and I think it's killing my chances with the 13-year-olds by the pool. Oh, this guy's just... You know all that nudism stuff? It's like we were talking about last week with the cults.
Mm-hmm.
All these cults. Everything is... Anything invented by a guy is a way to see chicks nude or bang them. That's it. And so it's this way. It's like, with a cult, it's like, Listen, I just want to get a big group of people to live together in a community, in a free, a society that doesn't judge. We'll do medication. We'll do meditation circles. Hey, you dudes, out of the room. Hey, chicks, yeah, go ahead. Spread out. Spread out, my children. Spread out. Yeah, get comfortable. Get comfortable. You want some wine, some ceremonial wine? Nothing wrong with that. Hey, get comfortable. Those pants seem confining. Take those pants off,
my
children.
How does it work in nudist colony?
Nudist colony's like, hey, we were born naked.
Yeah.
This is the way God intended us. I feel a certain freedom. Mm-hmm. And it's like, nah, I want to see your kids nude. I want to see your old lady nude. And what guys do is they're like this. Guys just do the trade-offs. Like, yeah, you want to check out my old lady nude? Fine, yeah, that's cool. I get to look at your old lady nude, and there you go, you got a kid. I'll look at them, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I know. Guys are just so pathetic. I like the people that talk about nudism and the freedom. Like, man, swimming without those bulky trunks on, it's a feeling of real, like, really, a woman, a bikini bottom. Bikini yeah. bottoms has about 4 ounces of Lycra. Do they even know they're on?
No. Well, guys aren't wearing much anything anyway.
Well, Olympic swimmers managed to set records in those, in the shorts.
Too confining.
Guys surf the pipeline in the shorts. It really? Too confining? And people are like, oh, man, take the shorts off. It's free. It's a sense of freedom, man. It's liberating. I'm like, I've been nude before. I've been in trunks. It's not such a big deal. Like, I go naked my jacuzzi once in a while. No big deal.
The amazing thing is that people make such big deals out of things that are so not significant in
yeah.
the big picture.
Look, here's what I want. I'd like to start a nudist camp called We Want to See You Naked Nudist Camp. That's it. That's why we're here. Let's call a spade a spade. Forget about the confining shorts and God. And that's it. We just want to see people naked. And we don't want no ugly, saggy people either. Josh?
Hi.
You're 14. What's up?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Adam, you're God. I have your name written all over my shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
And Drew, you're a genius. I wish I could be as smart as you.
Yeah. But then you'd know you weren't that smart.
Right.
You're a fan like Adam, then it wouldn't invite you places.
My question is, my sister's best friend, they've been best friends for about 4 years, and I just found out that she likes me, and she has asked me out, and I'm 14, almost 15, and that's 3-year difference.
She's 12?
Huh?
She's 12?
She's 12.
Where did she ask you out to?
Oh, she's to be my girlfriend.
She wants to be your girlfriend?
Right.
What grade are you in?
9th.
Mm-hmm.
What, you mean she... I understand how that works. You've never gone out and she...
Yes, how it works when you're 12.
You're my boyfriend?
Right.
Well, maybe, yeah. Yeah.
She asked me how she wants me to be her boyfriend.
That's how it works.
And what'd you say?
What, do you think this is a date?
I told her I'd have to think about it, which means I want to call you guys and figure out what I'm going to do.
Smart. So, what grade is she in?
She's in 7th.
Just tell her that the age thing is too much for you.
You say AIDS?
Age.
Oh.
Because maybe, you know, maybe someday this will be somebody who wants to date. He doesn't want to, you know, we don't want to...
Yeah, well, when that be appropriate?
Hold on, though. 7th grade and 9th grade's not too bad. But
yeah, it is.
Somehow
9th
almost,
and 11th, not so bad, but...
Somehow almost 15 and 12 is bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
All right, too young, Josh.
Just, okay. Yeah, people, but, it's not good for her.
But no, you got the goods.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this means. The ladies love you.
And I also had another question.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, one day you'll be 75 and she'll be 72, and then you cash in.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
And my other question is, there's this other girl that I really like, and she's my age, and she's going out with another guy right now. And when I was in class, she had written me a note and saying, like, what am I doing this weekend and stuff. So after that, basically, she asked me to go to a movie with her, and I asked her if her boyfriend would be mad, even though it was just as friends, and she said, what he doesn't know won't hurt him.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Is this a guy, a friend of yours?
We don't really talk at all, but, yeah, when we do talk, we're pretty good friends, and I don't want to do that to him.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You got to tell her to straighten things out with him a little bit before you get in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
Again, you got the goods here.
She's a little chaotic, maybe.
Yeah, but...
You don't want to get in with him. Mm-hmm. And it'll really suck her in if you say, nah, I can't do that to my bro. But, yeah, when you guys break it off, give me a call.
Right.
Ooh. Hmm. 15-year-old girl's head will be spinning after that. There's nothing a girl likes more than you being a little uninterested, but then you showing a little, leaving them with a little something.
Right.
You got my number. You guys break up. Give me a call, see where I'm at. you know, I am going into the 10th grade.
Be pretty busy.
We'll be getting a moped soon. Should start beating off pretty religiously in about 3 months.
Oh, my God.
Going to be popping zits, waiting for my voice to change, crying for no reason, popping boners in the homeroom. Yeah, pretty busy schedule ahead of me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Got a doodle on the... this was my schedule. Was in 10th grade.
Doodling?
Let's say 7:30, get up with a crazy boner. 7:30 to 8:30, smack the crazy boner, trying to get it to go away so I could go to school. 8:30 to 9, that was doodle on peachy folder. 9 to 10, that was homeroom. That's where I sat in Mr. Diliberti's class in biology and had no idea what he's talking about.
Good time.
Yeah. Hey, boy. Boy, really, everything I need to know in life can be learned from from an earthworm? Really, I can learn everything from a worm?
Sure.
Yeah.
Both sexes and one animal.
Yeah, that's I didn't catch on. Failed that class. Then more doodling and more boner whacking.
Cindy.
Then it was lunch.
Hey, Cindy.
She's practically hung. Cindy?
Hello?
Hi.
You're 28.
Yeah, hi. So my question, I've been paying to call you guys for some time about this. Finally sat down and did it. So I used to be a prostitute some time back.
Oh.
And now I'm in a really great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to figure out whether I should tell him, whether it's relevant now, because it's all in the past. And
all right.
How'd you manage to get out of that?
It wasn't easy. It took some time, actually. I did it once when I was 16. I started when I was 16, did it for like a year, moved in with somebody, kept it a secret, and then I ended up having to tell him, and so then that stopped then.
Were you addicted to anything?
At the time I wasn't addicted to anything, but being in that lifestyle got me into drugs for sure.
Mm-hmm. What were you addicted to?
Coke.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you get through that? Here's what I'm trying to figure out, Cindy, is that you were probably sexually or physically abused growing up. You're an addict. You became addicted, and magically this all stopped. These things don't stop permanently, or at least they don't stay stopped without some kind of treatment. So what have you done that makes things different now that will decide whether or not it is relevant to your boyfriend?
Well, I haven't done it for some time.
No.
What? I'm saying I haven't worked for some time.
Yeah, I don't know. Drew, what are you talking about? What got her to stop the coke?
No, what has she done to change what was going on in her that was part of the process of leading to her addiction and her prostitution?
Well, I mean, she just got fat and lost some clients.
Well, a lot of it was I was getting older and I realized, I looked around me. I saw a lot of the girls that I had known for some time just get really gross, get really strung out.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really great support network as far as like a great family.
Hmm.
I had a double life. I didn't tell them.
How did this all happen? What, were you sexually abused growing up?
Well, I wasn't sexually abused, no.
Were you physically abused?
I'm sorry?
Were you physically abused?
Yeah.
Great family.
No.
Like a dynamite group. That support network there was beating on you.
My dad, A, wasn't around much. When he was around, he was very strange. Well, he would hit me, you know, he wouldn't, like, mean beatings, but definitely there was hitting, and he would just always relate to all women on a sexual level. I mean, he would make comments about my friends, how cute they were. These are 12-year-olds he's talking to.
Yeah, your dad's just a jackass, probably an alcoholic or a drug addict.
Look what it does.
But he did a great job.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I hope he's dead. Is he dead?
No.
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 That's too bad.
He's got to get to the grandkids.
Minimal talking.
Okay. I hope he doesn't have access to any grandkids or anything.
No.
Okay, so let me ask some questions. You were prostitute for how long?
For about a year when I was 16, and then again, like, 21 through 23.
All right, so you got back into it.
Yeah.
And so you've been out of it for, like, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Same as last time.
I'm sorry?
No, well, that
was out for 5 years before.
All right. Well, Drew can't wait for you to get back in. But
oh, really?
Here's the thing. Now, you've, not so we can use your services, although we do travel to the New York area on occasion. That's all, it's a lonely town for us.
Yeah, she was in that band that one night.
Hold on. Drew and I were walking through Manhattan about, going across Broadway there about,
3A.
About 3 a.m. on our way home from Loveline. One night we're recording out there with the time difference and everything. And this is about five black chicks with 7-inch nails and cleavage for days. And look like Geraldine, Flip Wilson's old character there. And they're all in this minivan because it was like freezing cold outside. And Drew and I were hustling across the street. And what'd they yell at you, Drew?
We need help or something.
They yelled something to Drew.
They can help us.
Hey, you guys. Hey, come over here. Hey, you over here. And Drew's like, oh, what's the problem, ladies? And he starts heading their direction. And I grabbed Drew's arm. And I said, look, just keep walking. It's a minivan full of whores, you know? And he's like, what? Those ladies need our assistance. It's like Clark Kent, you know? I was like, Drew, it's 3:30 in the morning. They're on Broadway. They're dressed like flappers from the 20s, crazy hair and nails and gold teeth, chewing gum and screaming out the window.
Oh, my God.
Oh, ladies, hold on a moment. That's when I knew you had no idea what was going on in life. That's when I knew I had to look after you, man.
Yeah.
As you get hurt out there.
That's right.
They could have thrown you in that van and sucked you dry and rolled you. You'd be a mess. And now, wait a minute. Cindy?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Drew? So
yeah,
naive. So naive.
Learn.
Never been in the big city.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've not got involved with any 12-step programs, treatment, anything like that?
No, I tried them out.
Uh-oh. Oh, you're screwing.
Yeah,
so. You're hurting your case with Drew.
Yeah, this is what I'm getting at here. That you've stopped the behaviors, but you haven't changed what's going on inside you.
I think I've changed a few things what's going inside of me. I mean, I'm not perfect.
Strange people.
But, I mean, my big thing was that I knew I had to get out of there because I knew it was just a dead end coming up fast. And
all right.
I'm really proud of the things that I have done thus far.
What kind of prostitute were you?
I'm sorry?
Were you one of them high-class call girls or a streetwalker?
High-class, haha. No, it wasn't a streetwalker thing. It was an escort thing, but lower. Yeah.
How much?
Kind of thing.
How much are you? Did it vary?
Did it vary?
Yeah, like the prices.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like if you had a regular guy, like a nice-looking guy like me, probably charge him a little less.
Nice-looking guys, they paid the same because obviously they're not that great-looking.
Ooh, but what? Didn't you find that there was a fair amount of guys who were decent looking who needed the services of a prostitute?
I really couldn't look at them that way, you know. And it's not really about how you look is why you need stuff like that. Right? Well, not you.
Well, I know. No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, with guys, it doesn't really make it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there actually, you know what? Now that you mention it, there are actually some pretty good looking guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and did you get any big, gross guys?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Could you go, would that slow you down?
No.
Hmm. Yeah.
Bro. Because there was a certain mentality that went along with it, which is why I just know I can't do it anymore, because I'm just not in that zone anymore, and you kind of just tune out.
Well, how much for, like, a BJ?
Oh, it's like, that's something I've really not discussed, like, that.
Really? 75?
Let's take a break. We got to figure Cindy out a little bit further.
No.
No?
No.
All right, Cindy, here's the deal.
Okay.
It's very relevant to your boyfriend because you've not really done anything to change this dynamics that set this up for you. You took a nice five-year break last time. You're taking a nice five-year break this time. You're going to do something like that again unless you dramatically change what's going on in your emotional life, dramatically. And that requires getting involved with a recovery program or getting some therapy or doing something that changes what's going on in your head, not just on a level where your behaviors have settled down or you've sort of woken up to things. There's much more fundamental changes that need to go on.
All right, but don't tell him.
Mm.
No guy needs to hear this.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bad news, baby. Do you know what I mean?
Huh.
Would you want to know that?
Yeah.
No. No. No, but she's got to do work. I agree with you. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Sarah, 17. Kind of broke, got period 2 days later. It was 5 weeks early.
How can a period be 5 weeks early? Do that math.
It could be 1 week early.
We'll find out.
But she had like a period. She got in her period time machine, went back a cycle or something. All right, we'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
See where the screeners have corrected themselves on the board here. It was 3 weeks early on the period.
All right.
Pushed the wrong button, I guess.
All right. Let's talk to Sarah, who we don't have to make fun of anymore. Sarah?
Hi.
You're 17, so condom broke.
No, my friend Kelly talked me into saying I'm 17. I'm 15.
All right.
Yeah.
Why did she? Why was it important to her that you be 17?
Because, I don't know, Kelly's crazy. Her, she's my cousin. She's all like, well, I don't want them to start talking immediately off the bat about how you're too young or something.
All right, we won't talk about that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
So, what's happening?
Okay. Well, basically, on Friday, like, me and my boyfriend had sex. It was my first time, and the condom, like, came off. It didn't, like, break. It, like, came off.
After he had ejaculated? Or before?
No, like, he didn't notice, or he didn't tell me or something until he was, like, done.
Okay.
So I didn't know, like, you know, at all. And, like, then he's like, oh, my, he, like, pulled out, and he's like, oh, God, what happened? Like, where's the condom?
Are you able to get
I'm just thinking that, you know, basically the condom came off, could have came off 10 minutes earlier, and it was like, you know the magicians do that trick where they take that handkerchief and they make sort of a fist, and they take the thumb and they stuff it in, and they keep stuffing it into
that's
the opening.
That's what he was doing to the condom.
Right, with his penis.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, replace the thumb with the penis, replace the fist with the
vagina. Quite an image. Thank you for providing us with that.
Replace the handkerchief with the condom, and then there you go. But at a certain point, he's going to keep pulling it out, and it's never going to end. Never-ending condom.
Did he pull it out?
Yeah.
The condom.
Yeah.
All right. No problem doing that.
No.
Did he get it?
Yeah.
First time out, huh?
Yeah.
For him?
No.
No,
but for her, that's...
He's 18.
He's 18.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We totally wouldn't talk about that. Right.
No, I'm just 18, actually, 15, yeah.
I don't know. I've known him since he was, like, 12. Like, we grew up down the street from each other. And, like, we're really close. Like,
so you could let him root around down there for the condom.
Oh, God, yeah, basically.
Shouldn't they just have a dog that does that? Come on, boy. Go get it. Get the condom. Some,
oh my God, our dogs got spayed last week.
Aardvark or something.
And one of them had a horrible reaction. Been up for 3 nights with his damn dog.
Really?
He's like crazy chasing her butt and screaming and carrying on and throwing herself around. It's just unbelievable. Wow. Anyway, I want to sue the vet.
I thought spayed was the dude's.
No, it's neutered.
Neutered's the guy's. Yeah, spayed. Yeah, it's too bad. Anyway, Sarah.
Huh.
Yeah. So he got the condom out.
Yeah.
All right.
But, and I've been, like, really worrying about it, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, today, I got my period, and it was 3 weeks earlier than I would usually get it.
Any pelvic pain?
No, not really. I felt like I was going to throw up, like, all day.
Ooh.
And then, like, all of a sudden, like, I got it, like, around, like, 3.
How long ago did you have sex with them?
Friday.
1, 2, 3, 4. So you could still take the morning after pill.
You think I'm pregnant? Like, how could I get my period?
Listen, there's lots of possibilities. There's several possibilities here. Let's just focus on getting some kind of contraception going here.
Okay.
You can even take the morning after pill up to 5 days after you've had sex. Because there's some evidence that occasionally sperm will hang out for 5 days waiting for you to ovulate.
Okay.
So tomorrow, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Martin Luther King Day tomorrow. But if you can find a Planned Parenthood or something that's open to try 1-888, not too late, call them. See if you can get your hands on that morning after pill. That would be a good idea, whether or not you're bleeding. Okay.
Okay.
There will be a pregnancy test usually as part of those packets. And you, a little early, that won't be useful at this point. You should take a pregnancy test in a couple of weeks anyway.
Okay.
Then finally, just having sex sometimes stimulates you to bleed, occasionally, for some people.
Okay.
The problem...
Yeah, I think, like, the fact that it was, like, my first time had anything to do with it.
No, I really don't.
Well...
Here's the bigger problem.
Could have helped.
Here's the bigger problem. Is that tubal pregnancies... sometimes even infections in the tubes can also cause bleeding. But the most serious thing would be the tubal pregnancy. So if you get pelvic pain, continue to bleed, you really got to get yourself to a hospital right away. But I don't know if she knows what a tubal pregnancy is.
Well, tell her.
It's a fetus growing in the fallopian tubes. It doesn't make it all the way to the uterus. It will rupture the tubes and can be really very dangerous. So bleeding and pelvic pain after intercourse is a tubal pregnancy until proven otherwise.
Okay. Well, get the morning after.
Here's the deal.
1-888.
Here's her. She has three assignments. Yeah. Go to the emergency room if you get pelvic pain. Get a pregnancy test in 2 weeks. Go ahead and take the morning after pill.
All right. And stop humping 18-year-olds at 15.
That's a recommendation, yeah.
That's right. David?
Hey, first I just want to say, you two guys, you're gods.
Thank you, 14-year-old David. See how I worked his age in, David?
Nice.
You hear that? Very smooth. Very smooth.
You drunk tonight?
No, no.
Oh, tired?
I had to get up early. I went to San Diego today.
You just go to Stern tomorrow?
No. What?
Why early? Not your Stern early, 3 a.m. early.
Mm-mm. No, I just, you know, I had a couple cocktails last night. Mm. Stayed up a little bit late.
Ah.
Got up real early, drove to San Diego, filmed the NFL Experience from Blink-182, and drove back.
Remember you used to yell at me when I was tired from working so hard that I didn't have a commitment to this show and I didn't prepare myself?
No.
You don't remember that?
Don't. No.
Really?
Listen, even though, would you shut up? I'm on my game.
David.
How dare you?
What's going on, David?
Hi. Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you know anything about good pasture disease?
A little bit.
Because my brother has it.
How old is he?
He is 28.
Wow. Good pasture is basically an inflammation of the small arteries going into the kidney and lungs. Does he cough up blood, that kind of thing?
Yeah, he was.
And it usually hits younger people. Did he start when he was younger?
I think it happened to him about, it first came 4 years ago.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeesh.
What's it do?
Pretty devastating on the kidney. Is he on like these what are called cytotoxic agents, real powerful drugs?
Well, I know he was on drugs, and last I heard from him, he was okay, but I haven't heard from him for like 2 or 3 weeks. So.
But he's had this for 4 years.
Well, it came 4 years ago, but they fixed it or whatever.
And it's come back.
And then it came back. Yeah.
Okay. All right. His kidneys are okay, as far as you know. He doesn't need dialysis or anything like that.
He's okay, as far as I know.
All right, so hopefully it will continue to be treated. It's treatable.
Fine.
Yeah,
it's very treatable.
Not very treatable, but treatable.
150 years ago, this was the death sentence.
Oof.
500 years ago, 1,000 years ago.
500 years ago, they think they were possessed and killed them themselves.
2 million years ago, death sentence. With today's medicine, 3 years.
Oh boy.
What's it called? Good pasture?
Good pasture syndrome, yeah.
What is it? Why do they call it that?
Probably the name of somebody that discovered it 100 years ago.
I got to discover some disease.
Be good.
Michael?
This Corolla syndrome. I told you there's several.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Michael, you're 14.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I just had this thing that I put hand sanitizer on my balls.
Mm-hmm.
And it started, like, warming up because that's what I heard it did. And I was wondering, why does it do that?
What do you mean a sanitizer?
You know, like...
With the alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yeah,
You put it on your nuts in order for it? You expecting it to warm up?
Well, I didn't know. That's what they said. My friend said it did, but I wasn't, like, really trusting.
What were you looking for from the sanitizer?
I just wanted to see what it did.
Oh, man.
Why don't you just light them on fire?
I don't know.
All right. This is hand sanitizer, the alcohol-based stuff, right?
Yeah.
Put on your nut sack.
It evaporates quickly, so it makes a kind of a cool burning feeling.
Yeah, but your nuts are very porous.
Yeah,
stuff gets through.
They get irritated really easily.
It's very sensitive skin.
Mm-hmm.
I put gasoline on my nuts once.
Trying to light them?
No.
No?
Just working around some gas, you know, scratching my nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You know how that goes.
I know it's tough for you.
Yeah, so I wouldn't recommend this.
No.
You say no?
No.
It
speaks volumes about the sort of what young males will do with their time.
Yeah, women don't have this.
No.
Women don't have this like, you know, my friend put a tiki torch in her coos. She said it was cool. So I went and torched up.
And I heard it burned. What's with that?
Yeah, it was weird. It was burnt. I thought it'd be cool, but it burned. No, there's no... You know what else women don't have? They don't have, like... I can't tell you all the eat this things I've had with my friends.
Oh, that's part of it. Try this. Eat that. For $1 million, would you? How many times did the guys say that to each other?
Yeah, but now, as an adult, this still goes on.
Yeah, eat this.
A guy ate a dog biscuit the other day.
Nice.
We always eating, you know, the wasabi. If you order... sushi, get the big green thing of wasabi.
See, gave the biggest piece.
Buddy, $10 to eat one of those. Mm. And now that I got money, it's great. Hey, $20, $10. I'm like Monty Hall. Eat that. Here, eat this booger. $20. Oh, yeah? $30. And then for the thing, we start passing the hat.
Oh, my God.
Then you get a bunch of guys standing around, and everyone's got money in their pocket. It gets up to like $170 real fast, and you get guys doing gross things.
Did you win any football predictions today? You bet anything?
No, no, I didn't bet. No, I just lose. All I do is lose.
Today would have been the one you won, though, right?
No, all I do is lose. I'm $3,000. I'm down for the year. Now I'm thinking of letting it ride on the Super Bowl.
$3,000.
Yeah, either go
double
big.
Down. Yeah,
yeah.
Who gonna bet on?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
Tampa Bay's looking. That defense looking pretty strong.
Tampa Bay's looking pretty good, but you know, Raiders.
Yeah, it's the Raiders.
All those veterans, you know, it's a big deal. All those guys that have been to all those Super Bowls. Back
It'd be interesting
there.
To see how many rings are on that team as opposed to Tampa Bay.
I'm thinking about Tampa Bay. I'm not seeing any rings off the top of my head. I mean,
there's probably like 28 of the Raiders.
You just between Romanowski and Jerry Rice, you probably got
six
or seven right there. All right, let's take ourselves a little break, huh?
Yeah.
No. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191. Jesus Christ, this weather.
I know.
I was out on Alvera Street. Little Mexico there on Friday. Burning my ass off. It was 90 degrees.
No. It was like 82 or something, right?
It was in the 80s, say the low 80s, mid 80s. But there was not a cloud in the sky, and the sun just oppressive. We're filming a bunch of stuff and just standing there and having a sort of literally when you would have a conversation, having to hold my hand up as I'm wearing a hat, I was holding the hat up so I wouldn't get hit by the sun. Like it's January here, fellas. I was in San Diego today. I'm sweating my ass off running around with Blink-182.
You know what? I know what bothers both you and me more than the actual weather on a day like this. It's not that it's 82 today. It's that what the hell does that mean about the summer?
Yeah, man. I did some rough calculations. 144.
Yeah.
144.
Do you not like fret about that all day on a day?
That's
like
what
this.
I do.
Like, when do I get cold weather, for God's sakes? And what the hell is going to happen in August?
Yeah. Where's the rain? And, if it's 85 in January, there's a 144 in July.
Can't wait.
I can't even enjoy a day I should enjoy.
Yeah.
This is the temperature I like, but I go,
exactly.
No, I've done the math. I've extrapolated. It's going to go up 62 degrees.
That's exactly what happens to me. It's beautiful out. I hate it.
I know. Yeah, but Drew, when you sweat like I do, it's
it must be tough.
Oh, brutal.
You don't smell, though, so it doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't matter because I'm trying to film stuff and people think I'm high. I think I'm doing crack. Sweat pouring down my forehead. Matt?
Yep.
You're 18?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
My girlfriend is been cutting herself and slitting her wrists.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Is she a cutter or is she trying to kill herself?
I think it's cry for attention, I don't know.
Matt.
You got two options there, Matt.
Forget your interpretation.
A or B.
Does she tell you I want to kill myself?
She has before.
Nah, hold on, Matt. So let Matt hang on for a little while.
All right.
He's doing all right.
He's got to think about his answers and answer them specifically. Not has she ever, but when she cuts her wrist now, does she intend to kill herself?
Well, to be fair to Matt, I think he's just saying she's cutting on herself. I don't think she's...
I think it's a cutter, but it's an important thing to make a difference.
All right. Carrie?
Yeah, I'm calling because of my boyfriend's... I've never met anyone who does this, but when he's erect, he actually points down. And I'm trying to find out if that's normal or if there's something seriously wrong. I mean, he doesn't have any problems with ejaculation or during sex. It's just it's awkward. But
is it an overall curve towards the ground, or is it
not a curve? It's down.
But is it a hockey stick at the end?
No.
Is it a check mark?
No, it looks like a diving board that a fat guy's on the downstroke of.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like lower than a 45-degree angle.
Yeah, that's some people are that way. It doesn't have to be abnormal.
Lower than 45?
I don't.
Maybe 45 or.
Carrie.
It's not even straight out. It's down.
Here's lower than 45.
90 straight out.
Yeah.
180 we'll say is touching his leg. Or sorry, let's say 90 straight out, zero is touching his leg.
Yeah, so it's probably about 45 or something.
Really, it's right in the middle.
Yeah, or maybe a little low, between 45 and zero.
Hmm.
Lower than that.
Yeah, it's down.
All right, if 6 o'clock is his leg and his belly is midnight, is 12,
yeah,
and the penis sticks out, and it's normally sticking out at 3 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Well, 3 o'clock. I got him facing the other way.
All right.
Oh, okay, then
yeah.
I would say, I want to say 8, but it's not that way. It's probably maybe
4:30, 4:45?
5, yeah.
4:45?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, it's late. We gotta go.
I know.
Wow, that's down.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to change positions, but I mean, other than that, nothing seems to be wrong.
Does he have he has no trouble getting an erection or functioning, that kind of thing?
No, not at all.
Well, mm-hmm. Do you ever mention to him or ask him, has it always been that way?
He thought it was normal.
Ooh.
And when he beats off, what's he do? Ruin his slippers?
I don't know, not that I know.
Just, let me tell you, that's a disaster, by the way, because once in a while I miss the belly, and it's a disaster. Do you know what I mean? You get that rogue load.
Too much.
You know,
too much.
Like,
I can't handle it.
It's like belly balls.
Oh.
Wait, where'd that come from? Same. How'd that get there? Like, what, is there wind coming through the house? belly balls? Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
Why does it come out? How's that work, Drew? Okay. We're going to work on that next time we travel.
Oh, my God.
It's fine. You do that position where you get on top of him but face that reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, because it's too painful to face the other way.
Yeah, you do that reverse cowgirl thing. That's good, right?
He's living proof that there's no G-spot, though. Because he's got it pointed towards
that right there?
Yeah.
All right, so you're okay with him?
Yeah, it's fine. I was wondering if there's some kind of problem.
Well,
I've heard there's problems if it curves too much.
Usually when people are actually having a problem, the erections are painful or difficult to sustain, and some people believe that 800 units of vitamin E is enough to kind of straighten things out a little bit. So you might kind of suggest you do that. That might help things out if it's going to be any possibility of correcting it, and it may just be him.
You do that rogue load thing, Drew.
Rogue load?
Rogue load.
The belly balls load?
Belly knee, belly throw pillow.
No, mine are well behaved.
Belly.
Very well behaved.
Belly cat. Like, just like, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. I can't think about it.
You ever do that?
No. Whatever it is, no.
You got, like, the sports page spread out, and you're like, yeah.
Oh, my stomach?
Like a stand-up one. Stand-up.
Oh, reading the sports
page? Hey, just like you're standing
That's
up,
gay.
Like kind of knees down.
That's your gay, aren't you?
Standing up? Sports.
No, the sports page.
Reading
the sports page.
Well, no,
looking
not
at the sports page.
No, not looking at it. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Looking ahead at the TV. But there's that sound when it hits the sports page. You hear a couple of sounds, and then you hear a weird sound, like dishes, and then you hear, like, you don't get that?
No.
Well, me neither.
I get the in the cartoons when they're going into a spittoon.
Ding! Matt?
Yep.
You're 18?
Yep, sorry about that.
It's all right.
So, is she intending to kill herself?
She has, when I talked to her tonight, she said she didn't want to.
All right. And there are some people that cut on themselves as a way of trying to manage overwhelming feelings. And the cutters typically do that. They don't mean to harm themselves. They just get into these sort of fugue states where sometimes they don't even know they're doing it, or sometimes by doing it, it helps them sort of enter an altered state that basically causes them to dissociate from their feelings. And it's a sign, in either case, whether she's trying to harm herself or is just a cutter, that she has real serious psychological, psychiatric problems. And if, you know, on the board here it says, should I tell her parents? And yeah, of course you should. I suspect they already know. It's pretty hard for them to hide all the...
No, they haven't. They don't know yet.
They've never seen her wrists or anything?
Yeah, she's cut her wrists. She did it a week
I know,
ago.
But they...
Does she have one giant cut that needs...
They've never seen her wrists?
She wears long sleeve shirts, and she hardly ever sees her parents.
But does she have a bunch of little cuts over her wrist area? Does she have one big one that she needs to go to the hospital, have the tendons repaired?
She had one big one, but she didn't go to the hospital.
All right. She's a cutter, Bruce, not trying to kill herself. All right, you need to try to steer her towards some help.
I told her tonight. I asked her to tell her parents.
No, you've got to tell somebody. You're trying to save someone who's potentially in harm's way. You have to tell. You have an obligation to tell somebody.
Does she have friends? Does she have older sisters, older brothers, people like that?
Yeah.
Counselors at school.
Yeah,
she's asking for help.
Yep.
She's it's a cry for help.
It really isn't, but
no?
it's a sign that she needs help, and that's that.
Seems like you'd do your thigh, though, if you were...
If you were, well, a lot of them do all over the place. When you find later, they've been cutting elsewhere.
Do the thigh, huh?
Yeah.
What do they use?
Razors.
Razors?
Yeah.
Well, no knives, though. Just razors?
No, it's usually razors, but they take lots of tiny little cuts and make patterns and things. Really wild.
You get more effect out of a razor and a little less pain.
Right. It's the charge and the bleeding, all that's what they're looking for. They're not so much looking for the pain.
Right. All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Sebastian. Had a massive accident. Got,
Fasciotomy.
Fasciotomy. I think I rented that.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's insecure when intimate. What's a fasciotomy? Something cut off or something weird?
Stump porn.
Oh, got a stump?
We'll see.
What's fasciotomy?
They open the fascia. They cut open to the muscle.
Okay, so it has a big scar or something.
Something, we'll see.
Okay, after this. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, let's get back to phones, Drew, because there's magic on the lines. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Let's talk to Sebastian. Sebastian?
Yeah, that's me.
You're 26?
I am.
So what kind of massive accident did you have?
Back in the beginning of August, I had a terrible car accident. My car split in half. Everything after my shifter was completely gone, basically. I got T-boned.
Everything in front of you?
Everything in front of me after my shifter was gone. Like, I saw the car coming, I pulled my legs and arms in, and everything was completely gone. When my car stopped spinning, my feet were touching the ground. I mean, that's how bad it was.
Wow.
So
the car broke in half.
The car literally ripped in half.
So it must have split the engine and transmission right there.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny because I just got a new tranny the month before, too. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the fact that you call transmission tranny. That's good.
Where were you?
You're talking about.
Where were you?
I was on a road on the way to the PCH. It was the middle of the day.
What kind of car were you driving?
An Acura CL.
Wow.
Nice car.
Oh, but wait a minute. That's front-wheel drive.
Yeah.
Oh.
No accident.
Well, then forget about the engine and tranny splitting right there where your shift is, because you had nothing but linkage.
Were you on Crown Valley Parkway or something?
Yeah, I was exactly on Crown Valley Parkway.
Drew knows Crown Valley Parkway.
Yeah.
I'm still screwed up with the transverse mounted engine with the tranny, you know.
I'm just thinking, what's a street they'd be going fast on towards the PCH?
That's the fastest one.
So the car physically came in two, huh?
Yeah,
I'd call you a liar, but I have seen this happen on more than one occasion where the car literally rips in half.
I have the pictures. I can show them to you.
How wild that he knew to bring his arms and legs in, though.
He saw the car coming.
It was just instinct. I just saw the car. It was the middle of the day. I was on my way to the beach.
Well, what was the deal with the guy? Drunk or?
No. It was. If anything, it's going to be, I mean, I don't want to say anything now, but it's going to be my fault, I think. I mean, but my car just... Didn't, it just lost control. I went over the center median. My car went sideways. And I got T-boned. It just got hit head-on.
Why'd you hit him?
Oh, well, hold on a second. If somebody's just driving down the highway and some guy T-boned him, it means he went into oncoming traffic.
Yeah.
It's an unfair T-bone label for the poor son of a bitch who was driving in his lane heading his direction.
Oh, my God.
And had to do the T-boning. He has to wear the scarlet T on his chest now, but he did. You got boned, but you didn't get the T. All right. So you were hot dogging. Is that what was going on, son? Showing off, son. Exhibition of speed, son.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to measure the skid marks. You had to be going at least 170.
No, not even close.
All right. So you went in. Well, what happened to the guy? What kind of car was he driving?
They were driving a Toyota Camry.
Ooh, what happened to them?
They were in the hospital for a couple of weeks, and then they got released. They have some bodily damage themselves.
Well, they had it coming for T-boning you that way.
I guess so, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, but, serves them right for driving in their lane.
but anyway... Well,
so you pulled your legs and arms in, and the car got cut in half, and then what happened to you?
My friends were driving behind me.
Ooh.
And, everybody pulls over... We wait for the paramedics and so forth. Obviously, I can't do anything. And I get rushed to the hospital. I go to the trauma ward at Mission.
So I'm there for a month, basically.
What was the injury?
I had a shattered right femur. My my left fibula broke right above the ankle, and my collarbone. Sorry, they found out there was a hairline fracture later. But while I was in the hospital, my leg started swelling up.
Uh-oh. You got a compartment syndrome.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they have to open it up to let the pressure out, right?
Yeah.
That femur, that's the biggest bone in your body.
That's the biggest one. I had what they call a dynamic screw put in there.
Yeah, you got a compartment syndrome.
I rented a dynamic screw as well as fasciotomy last weekend.
That was fasciotomy.
Fasciotomy and dynamic screws. Part of the trauma package you're offering over there at Black Belt Video. It's an underground place.
Oh, nice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So that's where they cut you open, in the thigh or in the calf?
On the calf.
Yeah, so usually it's in the calf, not the thigh.
It was on each side that I had one done.
Oh,
And so...
Was that from being in bed immobilized so long, or what?
Well, I was in bed for 3 days before they finally said,
So you'd had a crush injury to both calves, and they didn't know about it, basically, right?
I guess. When I say both sides, I mean both sides of my left leg.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Well, so how are you feeling now?
I walk with a cane now. I don't have complete control of my left ankle still.
Mm-hmm.
I can push down, but I can't pull the ankle up, and that might have something to do with
the compartment
where
syndrome.
The incision was, I'm not sure yet.
No. That's from all the pressure that built up in there. It crushes the nerve, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
walk with a cane now. I was actually in a wheelchair from the day I got home from the hospital until literally the beginning of December.
Wow. Listen, I'll tell you, are you worried about chicks or what's the deal?
No. Well, here's the deal. I've got a girlfriend that I've been with for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've spent the later half of our relationship with her taking care of me, with her, being a very committed person.
Sure.
And she's been a really good girlfriend about it. She's been there by my side. I don't want to say I've been vain, but I want to, I'm a confident person. I've always been confident.
I can tell you're a confident man because you veered into oncoming traffic and said you're some guy T-boned you.
That's
someone who sort of errs in their favor.
Yeah.
How did you get into oncoming traffic?
Crown Valley Parkway goes from 30 lanes to 2 lanes. I was in the very right lane, and the right lane becomes a right turn lane.
Uh-huh.
So I had to get over into the middle lane. There was a slower car that was kind of like right in front of me.
All
right,
so you weren't drunk or speeding or anything?
No, nothing like that.
All right. So to get to the bottom of that.
We were married at the end of the Crown Valley Parkway. Ritz-Carlton. No.
Oh, that's where you got married?
Yeah. I know exactly the spot he's talking about, too.
Wow. Dead man's bottleneck?
Sebastian's curve.
Yeah. All right, so we talked to him for too long about his injuries, but what was his question?
Is he going to be okay with women, I think, is what he was asking.
I'll tell you, women do not hold a scar or a cane or an eye patch against you.
In fact, little
they like that kind of stuff.
A little gimpiness, that could go in his favor.
You get a guy with a cane, a nice-looking cane, not one of those crappy ones with the four legs on it and the rubber balls on the end of it.
That's a stroke cane.
That's a crazy cane.
That's a stroke cane.
Hey, if it stands up by itself, it's not a cane.
Right.
That now it becomes a walker.
Uh-huh.
This is how I define these things.
Uh-huh.
Walker stands by itself. Cane falls over.
You're right.
Cane you can spin around and lead a band with.
Mm-hmm. You can dance with a cane.
Yeah, you can't do that with those four-prong ones.
Mm-mm.
I don't see... Like, my whole thing is, if I had a cane, I would have many canes. I'd have custom canes. I'd be cool. I'd have the one with the sword in it.
Yeah.
The umbrella cane.
Yeah, then you could pull out a flask out and drink
Swiss
out of it.
Swiss Army cane. I'd be using this cane to my advantage. Yeah, I could figure out that I could get, 22 ounces of my favorite liquor into any ballpark or amusement park.
You have one that
park.
Would disconnect and become nunchucks?
Yeah.
They'd unscrew a little.
Dragon gimp. Yeah. That'd be crazy with the canes. And I'd put an eye patch on.
Let's have canes. Forget it, whether you need it or not. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about a cane. Here's the thing about any of that stuff, because I thought about this stuff for a while.
You're going to need
eye
one
patch,
someday.
Top hat,
well,
whatever.
I'm used to it.
I know, but people give you crap. People give you crap for about a year, and then they leave you alone, and then you're the guy with the cane.
Mm-hmm.
And people leave you alone. Then everyone else, the new people you meet, leave you alone because you're just a cane guy. If you got a cane, are you supposed to hold it in the hand of the good leg or the bad leg? There's always a little confusion with that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I always think cane, if your left leg is bad, then you put it in your left hand. But then sometimes people say, like, oh, if you got a bad left leg, you put it in your right and you lean that way. Is that how you do it?
That's what you're supposed to do. A lot of people do it differently, though.
You should give some lessons on how to handle a cane. But I like the nunchucks. I like the flask cane. I like the sword cane. I like the one that fires knockout gas.
Don't you need one with like a head carved into it that maybe kind of talks novelty cane?
Well, I like the skull cane.
Yeah.
And then the parrot head cane. Parrot. Not
like,
bad.
Like the sort of Mary Poppins.
Go with the eye patch, umbrella cane.
Yeah.
Slim Jim cane, get into my car after I locked the keys in there. Yeah. Jocelyn?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I actually have a question for Dr. Drew.
Mm-hmm.
I was diagnosed with depression and ADHD when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been going to counseling, yay me. And they started me off with Wellbutrin. And, you know, that went well for a while. And then they switched me over to something else because it just, you know, it stopped working after a while. It's like my body came up with an immunity to it.
Okay.
So then they put me on Zoloft, and then that didn't work because my body, you know, I shook to it, you know.
Okay, all right.
Made me ill. Then they switched me to Effexor, which took me 3 weeks to get off. It was like one of the worst withdrawals I think I've ever had.
Effexor and Paxil do have withdrawals. They're not addicting, but when you stop them, they have to be stopped very slowly because there can be a miserable, like a dizziness feeling that's horrible from both of them.
Well, they also gave me Paxil.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Mm-hmm. And in order to get me off the Effexor, they gave me Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave me the one that I'm on right now, or actually, I forgot one more. They gave me Dexedrine, which just made me gain weight, and then they put me on Adderall.
Mm-hmm. I thought the Dex is something always made you lose weight.
It should. Usually it does.
For some reason, it just made me
made
happy,
you eat
and
faster.
When I'm happy, I eat, and so it's just kind of...
Interesting. Okay.
Something like that. And so now I'm on Adderall XR, and I noticed that over the past 3 years, I've become dumber, I guess I could say. My intelligence level has gone downhill significantly.
Now, is it intelligence or is it memory and problems expressing yourself?
Part of it is memory, but it's also if someone's, you know, telling me something, I can't understand what they're telling me.
All right, well, let me give you a quiz. Remember, I was just talking about canes.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you a few examples of different canes I was going to have. What were three of those examples?
Well, I know one of them is you were giving a sword cane.
Sword
one
cane.
With a little sword.
Right, that's one.
One with a flask.
Yeah, good.
Two.
And the other one that you just can't dance with was the four-legged cane.
No, that's the one he's not going to have. Give one of the ones he's going to have.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what? I have no clue. I just can't remember that far, that much.
Two or three, wait, not bad.
You just named two of them, though. So
yeah,
like,
but
I named one of them
that
last week and the other two this week.
Well, the only reason why I remembered them is because I thought that I actually imagined one with the little sword and one with the flask.
All right, but now you got to imagine the other couple.
He wouldn't have a little sword, by the way.
It'd be a big sword.
No. But
all right, think about the other one.
I have no clue. I can't remember the other ones that you even...
Well,
see, here's what's happening.
Unless
she's not engaging. She's not concentrating. She's got ADD, so it's hard for her to...
Yeah, sorry about that.
You see that? She's like, no, I can't. Not, let me think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you don't say to yourself, let me think. I mean, I mentioned four or five items, and I mentioned them all in the same 30-second period, and you got two of them. Most people would say, oh, man. Like, you know, if Drew said, I'm going to name, let's say, orange, banana, grape, apple, and carrot, and you got apple and carrot, most people go, oh, what were those other?
Yeah,
what those other two?
It,
you don't do that. You just say, I can't think of it. Like I said it a different day or something.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably think of it.
What, banana and orange, apple and carrot?
That's the point. You
maybe she's getting dumber. She might have gotten dumber in this phone call.
No.
She was smart about 2 minutes ago.
All right. In any event,
I'm thinking though with the flask cane that the stroke cane with the four legs on it.
Mm-hmm.
Would hold a rough calculation, extra like 18 ounces of booze.
So now you're going for the stroke cane.
I will go with the stroke cane when I'm going to ball games and
okay,
things of that nature.
Yeah, got it.
Okay.
But, Jocelyn, many of the antidepressants can affect memory and can affect language. So Wellbutrin, for instance, classically can cause some memory problems. Adderall, I don't have a lot of experience with that medicine. It wouldn't surprise me if it could affect things like, again, certain speech expressions, whatnot. And you have your ADD there that's operating. It makes it difficult for you to concentrate and to sort of focus your mind. And some of it may be the ADD being adversely affected or maybe not even being treated enough. It's a little more complicated than the antidepressants are making me dumber. Certainly, you should talk to whoever's prescribing these medication. They should be very careful about what they prescribe and how it could affect you. And you should feel free to tell them when you're having adverse symptoms. This is true for anyone on antidepressants. There's been some studies out that show that people, A, don't go for...
Boring!
They can get 2 seconds. They'll go for complete remission, and they don't tell doctors about side effects that they find unpleasant. You should expect complete remission and tolerability. Mm. So just go back until you get that.
Let me say this about the stroke cane. You show up with a regular cane, especially if you're a young man. Show the regular cane, people got questions. You show up with that... With that stroke cane, it's like, oh,
yeah,
right
bad.
This way.
Bad,
I get
yeah.
right out of your way. Yeah. There you go. I could show up looking fit as a fiddle, wearing a pair of running shorts and a tank top and Reeboks. But I got that stroke cane. I'm going right in.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to know anything.
No. It's too weird.
Regular cane, it's like, what are you trying to be? Who are you? Who are you, the devil?
Dappy.
Get the back of the line. Hot
Dapper,
shot.
Dapper Dan.
Yeah, but I show up with that stroke cane. That's respect. People scared to ask. They don't want to know.
Right.
You could waltz in with that stroke cane, swing it over your head. People leave you alone. They wouldn't ask you any questions. Drew, give me one of those stroke canes. Just keep it in the trunk because I need you to get in somewhere. Emily?
Yes.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have been with my boyfriend for about 2.5 years, and we still haven't had sex. And, well, I'm a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And, I want to have sex with him, but every time that, like, we try to, like, I tense up a lot and it hurts.
Mm-mm.
It even hurts, like, when I get fingered.
Mm.
So I was wondering how I could, like, get past that, maybe.
Have you ever had a pelvic exam?
Yeah.
How does that go?
Everything was normal.
And you have no pain when they do that?
I'm just really nervous and I just tense up again.
But they're able to put the speculum in and to look around.
I had it once, and they had a really, really small one.
Small speculum?
Pediatric speculum.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And you ever get molested?
No.
No?
No. Well, I took a psychology class last semester, and they said, like, you know, if your parents tell you when you're little that sex is bad, basically, then it's kind of, like, instilled in your brain, and they kind of did that, so...
No. Okay.
You got religious parents?
No.
I mean, not unless they abuse you with that information. Like, they constantly...
No, they didn't, like, constantly say it or anything.
No. Maybe you're just small down there.
Yeah. Like, but is there any way to, like, loosen up?
Well, are you a nervous person?
Yeah.
You sound anxious.
How anxious?
You sound anxious.
Oh, I am.
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
Yeah, what are you doing now, in college?
Yeah, I'm in college.
Nah, I'm not getting junior. Junior?
No, I'm...
Cal State.
What?
Junior, what college you go to?
I'm in a community college.
No!
Oh.
Yeah, but honey, I can hear it in your voice. You don't really belong there.
Oh.
You're not going to be there for like 7 years.
No.
You're moving on.
Yeah. I'm taking a lot of credits.
Taking a lot of credits. You're doing well.
Yeah.
You're like a soothsayer, like a psychic. Animal.
Yes, you'll transfer to a four-year university, yes?
Yes.
Yes, you know somebody with a vowel in their name, yes?
Yes.
There's a room in your house which is blue.
There's a room, there's a place you go. There's a part of you that you show the world, and then there's a part of you that's different, that's inside.
That's just you, just you.
You keep to yourself, yes?
Oh, my God.
Yes, that's you, yes?
Yes.
Yes, a part you show the world, part you keep to yourself.
Yes.
You're scared that if you show this part to the world that they will judge you, yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And yet, you're a woman of great passion, yes? Yes, yes, yes. You have dreams, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have dreams. Very vivid dreams. Vivid dreams. Dreams of grandeur. All different dreams, though, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, at night when you're asleep?
Yeah.
Yes. And... What you're doing now, it's not what you're going to be doing in 10 years, yes?
Right.
Yes, yes. You're creative. Yes, creative person.
Oh, very,
yes.
Very.
Yes, you have a lot of love to share, yes?
Yes.
Yes. You're in a relationship now with a man. He's a decent man. But yet you feel it could be more. Could be more. Yes?
Aren't you seeing people around her?
I see people. I see people around you.
Dead people. People coming from
the dead outside. People, yes?
Oh, dear.
Somebody named Sam.
You've heard of someone... Would you shut up, Drew? S. Something with an S. Yes? An S? S at the end of the name, beginning of the name. Name of a car. Name of the street you live on. You know somebody with an S. There's an S. Yes? Yes? S. Think S. Think S. No. S? Nobody? No Sam?
Oh, yes. There is.
Yes? Yes?
Oh, you guys
teacher?
Are psychic.
Friend? Somebody? Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. You like sweets, but you know you shouldn't eat them. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You beat yourself up a little bit when you eat those sweets. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. 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 Yes, I know. I know. And you're a creative person, though, yes?
Uh-huh.
But right now what you're doing doesn't fully tap your creativity, yes?
Yeah.
Right. But you want to get into something that uses more of that creativity, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Point made.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so I know. Stupid Drew with a Sam.
There was a Sam.
There was no Sam. She just said that to shut you up.
Isn't there a Sam? No. Is there a Sam, Emily?
No.
Oh, okay.
My mom's name is Susie.
S.
Oh, okay, there you go.
No, so, but stupid Drew with the Sam. I said S.
Yes.
S, somewhere in your life, yes?
Yes, good, Adam.
Yeah, your goddamn mom's name. That's the S.
Crazy callers. I don't know if this would have anything to do with it, but, like, my mom died when I was little.
No. Susie?
Yeah.
I saw her.
Oh.
She's one of the people Drew was saying was around you.
Yeah, she was.
With the S.
She was telling you things.
Oh.
She told me to tell you to... Oh, what? Wait, hold on a second. It's getting weird now. Now, Drew said there's the dead people around, and then stupid Drew said Sam, but... I said S, something with an S, anything with an S, street with an S, car with an S, something with an S, beginning, middle, end with an S. Didn't come up there, did Mom? Right?
Well, Emily. Emily, how old were you when your mom died?
I was 9.
All right.
That's bad.
Yeah, that has a tremendous impact on you, no doubt.
Will that have anything to do with...
It can have certainly a lot to do with your anxiety levels, and your anxiety levels can certainly set you up for what's called vaginismus, which is a spasm of those muscles down there. It can make it real painful when your boyfriend tries to penetrate.
Right.
I'm
really comfortable around him.
I know, but this is sort of almost a spinal reflex. This is something that you can sort of untrain. You ought to talk to your gynecologist about things that could be done. There's a lot of different theories about it. For the time being, if you really are comfortable, want to have sex, lubricants, slow and easy, relax. What do you advocate, Adam? Warm baths and light candles? And
booze. Thing. Booze.
Yeah, 19.
Booze.
And so...
In Europe, they're drinking. Come on.
All right. So it's not anything defective about you, and it certainly makes sense with the trauma history there with your mom dying.
All right. Take care. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. Is Doug over there? Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Time to go back to the phones. Speak to Buck. Buck, 34, yes?
Yes.
Male, yes?
Yes.
Calling from the Seattle area, yes?
Yes.
Get a lot of rain in Seattle, yes?
I'm sorry?
A lot of rain in Seattle?
Yes, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sometimes good, but sometimes bad. Sometimes it rains too much. You don't like that, yes?
Yes, but it's better than what you were describing before.
Yes, dry, arid.
Oh, the heat.
Yes.
Dry heat. Things grow, yes?
Yes.
But with the good things that grow, also the weeds grow too, yes?
That's a good thing too, isn't it?
No. Yes?
The right kind of weed.
Yes, no. Yes. Yes. That helps me with my psychic power, yes? Yes. I read the bong, yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Read the bong.
All right. What's up there, Buck?
Well, last couple of days, I've been having this feeling that my penis is kind of asleep. Feels like it's asleep.
Do you get erections normally?
I'm sorry?
You get erections normally?
Yes.
And do you masturbate or anything?
Yeah.
And everything feels normal when you do that?
It does at that time, but then it's just kind of, you know,
sitting,
walking around, you know.
All right. Any incontinence of urine or stool?
It also feels like I have to go a lot, but then when I go, it's not really... there's not much.
Urine we're talking about.
Yeah.
How about when your bowel movements, anything changing there?
No, it's fine.
Not constipated or anything?
No.
Do you ride bicycles a lot?
No.
Anything you've been doing where you're sitting for long periods of time?
My job.
What do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, are you sitting on a post or something? Or are you
sitting like pole sitter?
No. Yeah. Office chair. Office chair.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Something with computers, yes?
Yes.
Computer in front of you, yes?
Not right now, but yes.
Yes, any job?
Yeah.
And typing, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, staring at a screen, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, going, checking out the web, surfing, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Sometimes you see a porn website, yes? Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. Yes, the boss doesn't know, but yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so, Drew, what is this? What should he do?
It sounds like you may be having a prostate infection or inflammation, at least, prostatitis.
Mm.
That'd be sort of the number one thing to rule out. An age group where that kind of thing tends to happen. There can be other scarier things, even like spinal cord tumors and things that can cause funny problems with the numbness of the penis, incontinence of stool and blood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can. So it's something you ought to just have checked out. It's probably just some inflammation of the prostate.
So you got that. Put you on the antibiotics?
That and or things to help the prostate sort of... the bladder clear more freely. Things like Hytron or Cardura.
Should you drink more fluids if this is what's going on?
Do you do a lot of weightlifting or anything like that? Anything where you're straining?
I used to, but not lately.
Did you take steroids in the past?
No.
Okay. All right. So just, fluids are good in the meantime. But do get this looked at.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, good times.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's talk to Derek, who's 18. Derek?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
All right, my question is that my girlfriend is overweight, and I like her and everything, but my friends make fun of me for it, and, I'm really good friends with these friends, and I don't know, it's kind of difficult. I don't know if I should talk to her about it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not really sure what I should do.
Well, how overweight is she?
She's 5'9", weighs 210.
Mm-hmm. And are you indoor physically?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're doing pretty good right now. I mean, I'm not like in love with her or anything, but I like her still.
Why aren't you in love with her?
I don't know. I mean, she could maybe lose a few pounds, I admit, but
I'm
not really physically attracted to her as much as I probably could be.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Why are you with her? I mean, you're 18. What got you with her?
Well, we were friends at first, and she's really cool to hang out with and everything, but...
Sure.
She
offers a fair degree of protection, too.
Is she your first girlfriend?
Troublemakers come around.
She's a good friend of mine.
Is she your first girlfriend?
No.
How big a guy are you?
6 foot, about 180.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Average.
All right, so you're hovering around light heavyweight, and she's up in cruiser. Well, she's up in heavyweight, actually. I put everything in terms of weight division.
I understand, of course.
I guess your friends can be kind of relentless with this stuff.
Yeah, they make fun. They don't really make fun of her in front of her.
No, they do to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better.
What do they say?
I don't know. They just make comments of, like, me with barn animals and all this stuff. I don't know. It's all the stuff, teenage guys make fun of you with.
Well, teenage guys, especially stupid guys, aren't always ultra-creative with their...
Yeah, with their remarks.
Hey, Derek, with this chub fatty lardo, she's big, yeah. Woo, that's a good one. It was like high-fiving going along. Once in a while, they make the whale comment, and all everyone's proud of themselves.
Yeah, I've heard the whale comment.
Hey, Free Willy, hey. Hey, Willy's a dude. Oh. I just think it still works. He got the point. All right, so, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
You're 18. She's a big gal. I can see this being somewhat of an issue. Sounds like a bigger issue for your friends than it is for you. On the other hand, when you're 18, there's a serious peer thing going on. But overall, it doesn't sound like you just sort of slid into this relationship and weren't all that gung-ho about it. You're friends with her. She's nice to hang around with. Fat chicks aren't real demanding. You know what I mean? They don't bust your chops too much about your stuff.
Yeah. Are you having sex with her?
Yes, I am.
And is she really into you?
Seems like it, We can get along fine.
I don't understand. I'm a little confused about Derek. The sort of way he approaches a relationship. I don't quite get that. It's like, yeah, well, yeah.
It's all right.
It's convenient.
We're friends.
Yeah, we're cool.
Not really
into
her. I don't love her.
I don't quite get that.
I don't know either. Maybe Derek wants, maybe likes the idea that there's no potential here, perhaps.
Maybe he doesn't like intimacy and vulnerability and just something that's low-key and no big deal. And
he kind of want a girlfriend, but he doesn't want all the baggage of a girlfriend.
He doesn't want any
hassle.
He doesn't
want to feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
Where's your mom?
Where is she?
Yeah.
She lives right near me, you know.
Right near you? You out on your own?
In the same town.
You living on your own?
Yeah.
Why?
An apartment. You know, getting on my own, you know, as soon as I turn 18, you get out of the house.
Yeah, why?
It's just freedom.
Why?
What
freedom
living their life?
What? Yeah.
I don't know, just all the, you know, yelling at me for chores or getting on me for getting a job and all this stuff. So I finally got one and for a couple of years and saved enough money to go on my own.
Where's your dad?
He lives with my mom.
Who was such a ballbuster there?
Pretty much both of them. More of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Always bitching at me and stuff. So.
Uh-huh. A little intimacy thing going on here. Yeah?
Yeah.
You gay, Derek? You think you like the fellas?
Huh?
You like fellas?
Not really.
Mm. Yeah. That's what phone screener Brian says, but we know the truth. Yeah. Yeah, I can see it in
yeah,
the kid's eyes.
Well, another thing I was wondering about, too, one of my friends.
But you okay with guy? You might like the right guy?
Well, no. No, but I do have another question about a guy, though, but it kind of ties on to this. One of my friends that do make fun of me for, you know, my girlfriend stuff, he's been kind of neglecting me now. I don't know if it's for that, but, you know, he's been hanging out with this, you know, Jesse Mann kid who, I don't know.
Yeah, that started to go bogus at a certain point here. You know why Drew and I were getting the same thing? We didn't get bogus off the top. We just got no feeling.
Confusing, yeah. Like it didn't make sense.
Yeah, the question was sort of compelling. I got this fat girlfriend, and my friends make fun of her, but I sort of like her. But then it started to sort of unravel a little bit. He didn't really care.
It didn't make sense, yeah.
He didn't really want an answer.
Yeah.
What was his question?
No.
Yeah, that was bogus. Okay. Christina?
Yeah.
You're 22?
I am, in fact.
What's up?
Well, a lot.
All right.
My problem, based long short, is that I'm always one of the guys. I've totally into guys. It's not that I'm not flirtatious so much as I can never get past. I can never get into the intimate part. It always seems to be a friendship, and even with friends that seem to, you know, maybe even be interested in me back right away, or even after a while, seem to be, you know, like giving me clues that I could always be an option there. Something about me that I just can't get over.
Like, you can't get over.
Can't
you
get into it.
How do you push the guys away?
It's not, like almost, but not even. I can see myself doing it almost. It's
what do you do?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything. I just kind of like, you know, like people be over, you know, put their arm around me, fine, you know, everything's fine, but I'm not. I don't make any moves ever. So
you don't reciprocate. You don't kind of push up against them, make them feel, you know.
Right.
But you push them away, like make fun of them and kind of get obstreperous.
Like, you know, I'm not going to make them feel, I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable because they're still my good friend, you know, and like, I mean, like I'll give someone a hug, you know, like goodbye or like hug.
All right, wait a minute. Like, quiet down.
Sorry.
Are you a virgin?
No.
When's the last time you had sex?
Like 2 months ago.
How did that work?
It was just one of my friends that, I mean, we had ended up going out for like a few months, almost a year, I guess, actually.
Well,
what's wrong with that?
That's a boyfriend.
Well, but it was horrible. I mean, I've only had two relationships, really, like, at all, and those have been my only, like, truly intimate relationships, and they've both been crap.
Why, what happened?
And they both, I don't know, I've just kind of, I've ended up getting used, almost, not even used so much as,
you know, I get, hang on a second, I get from Christina, she's one of the people that can't believe that somebody would love her.
Yeah.
Is that you? The concept of someone being in love with you is like, can't get it. Can't get your head around that. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That is this. That is a Christina.
Yeah.
And that is kind of a serious problem. If people really cannot give and receive intimacy and love, you're closed off to it. You're sort of, it doesn't even make sense to you. You're so disconnected from it.
Well, and it's not even, towards me, but I'm really,
I understand, but you can't believe someone's in love with you. And that is a particular syndrome. And that's something you really ought to look into if you want to find intimacy and have a good relationship, unless you can get on with it. And unfortunately, you're probably going to choose a guy that doesn't provide you with any real love or intimacy. That's the only kind of relationship you probably could tolerate.
Yeah.
But that's a role for therapy you've had right there.
Yeah. Listen, everybody, 22 years old, all bets are off. I mean, people call the show all the time. They're 21, they're 22. I've only had two relationships. What's wrong with me? That doesn't mean anything.
No, but...
And, you know, you feel... You should not be the person at 22 that you were at 17, and you shouldn't be the person at 27 as you were at 22.
True.
If you have some problems, if you have some difficulties, here's what I'm saying. A lot of people come out of the gate, they're good.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents loved them. They took care of them. Nobody molested them. People made them feel good about themselves. Sure, everyone has their problems, but they're relatively put together. They're normal. They're sane. They don't have any chemical imbalances, and they're fine.
Mm-hmm. Nobody...
Those people are often the same at 22 as they are at 32, uh-huh. by the way. They're always good.
Uh-huh.
Never great, but just sort of good.
Not interesting to you or me.
No, they gain more knowledge. They get sort of, they collect data as they go along, but they don't really change as a human because why should you? Everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to fix here. But Christina's one of these people that has some hurdles to get over. There's some stuff going on, probably has some crap in her family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's got some questions. She's 22. She's becoming a woman and all that. Okay, time for a little therapy, a couple of books,
mm-hmm.
long walks, a little classical music. Get in yourself a little and don't get in a relationship for a little while. Maybe you don't need one right now. You're not going to fix this with a relationship, per se.
No, probably not.
Take 6 months or a year off. Get some knowledge. Then do it. Treat it like college. You know, you don't go right into work. You don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a skill. Take a few years off, learn a skill, then you go apply it.
Oh, yeah. Genius, I tell you. Genius.
Yeah, that's why when I got out of high school.
Carpet cleaning.
That's right. Follow my own advice. Working with illegal Latinos in a bad custom van.
Everlast.
Crazy black guys are in jail for murder.
Nice.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Jessica. Mom's punishment considered abuse. Whipping with a belt.
Nice.
She's 15 after this. Buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Let's get back to the phones here. What do you say?
All right.
Lindsay Bartleson will be in here tomorrow night. She's from Grounded for Life. You watch that show, Drew?
Yeah, she's the daughter.
Who knows?
Yeah, remember we had Donald Logan here? That.
Yeah, from Grounded for Life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's good people, that Donald.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to get John Ritter in here.
That'd be fun.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He was someone.
You know, I saw him. I was on Good Morning America a couple months ago with him, and he mentioned you and he down in Florida. I think I told you this.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 5 years ago.
Forgotten weekend. We had a little sexcapade over there. Yeah, maybe more.
You made quite an impression on him.
Yeah, he likes me. Someone's talking to him about me... And my wife was actually at some ABC thing,
yeah.
And he wants to get together for dinner and stuff. He's a big fan, so see if we can get him in here.
All right.
Go eat a little dim sum with him and drag him in here. All righty. Let's talk to Jessica, who's 15. Jessica?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
I just love you guys.
Thanks.
Okay, I just have two quick questions.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, first, when I was about, like, between the ages of, like, 7 to about 11, there were various times when my mother would actually, like, whip me with a belt.
Right.
And
perfectly
normal, perfectly healthy.
Well, no, that's the thing. I always considered it as a punishment because one time she threw me down the stairs because I went over to a neighbor's house and, like, he was an elderly neighbor.
All right, look, Jessica, that's child abuse.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well,
sorry.
Do people really throw people down the stairs? I thought it was just like Hitchcock movies that went on.
I love those movies.
She threw you down the stairs?
These are basement stairs, and they're hard and wooden and stuff, and it's concrete on the walls.
They're not those Nerf stairs that most folks have in their house?
No, but, and she just...
All right, that was one question. Your mom is an abuser. Got it.
Okay.
What's her nationality?
She's Caucasian.
Aha!
What?
I don't know. You usually got some crazy nationality when they get the belts out.
I really respect her. She's really smart and stuff.
Yeah. Is she an alcoholic?
No, my father is, though.
All right. There you go.
All right.
Okay. And then the second question is, I want to know if a guy knows if you're a virgin.
Guys are not very observant.
Well, okay. See, he's 22.
Guy, there could be another penis broken off in your vagina and a guy.
He would notice that.
Yeah, but short of that, he wouldn't notice.
No, right.
Even if, like, because...
Look, a 22-year-old grabbed a 15-year-old is not concerned.
But...
He's an idiot.
He doesn't know.
He's an idiot.
I'm 20, so...
I doubt it. I doubt he really
thinks
that.
You're 20?
Well, because we met in college, because I take college courses.
Wow.
Why do you take college courses?
Where?
Why?
Because I'm smart.
And where?
All right, where?
University of Minnesota.
Okay.
Golden Gopher?
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody used up the regular gophers? You guys had to go the golden one? Do you have golden gophers?
No, they're supposed to be like a symbol of excellence or something.
Yeah. But are there golden gophers breeds?
I don't care if you make a gopher out of platinum, though, and crust it with diamonds. It's still a goddamn gopher.
I know.
Digs holes. You shoot at them.
Okay, University of Minnesota is stupid.
All right.
So, yeah, it's just a gopher. And by the way, is Minnesota gopher country? Like, it's a lot of, you know, when you think about Minnesota, you think gophers?
No, not immediately.
But it's like, you think Australia, you think kangaroos. You don't think gopher when you think about Minnesota,
no.
Do you?
Yeah.
I got to talk to a lot of these schools about this stuff.
All right, Jessica.
We'll make it golden. That'll make it noble.
Be careful. You're prone to look for people that are victimizers because of that abuse you suffered with your mom. This guy's an idiot. And they maybe not as bad as you.
Well, maybe he's not because he's on campus. He's a golden gopher. He's got those huge teeth for burrowing and gnawing.
Yeah.
and he thinks you're a student, but... He thinks you're 20? Like, you didn't want to fake and say you're 18?
No, because that was my second year there. So I said it was my second year, so he just figured I was 20.
So you've actually just been attending the college full-time starting at 14?
No. I've been taking just, like, one or two classes since I was 13. And
wow. 13? Most people only take 4 or 5 when they're fully enrolled.
What classes are you taking?
I've taken everything from political science to abnormal psychology.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay, one time you talked about trichotillomania.
Yep.
And before you even said it, I had diagnosed her because the hair pulling.
Good job, Jessica.
All right.
15.
Smart. It's like,
go study. Here. You go read about trauma. Go read about trauma survivorship. You'll read all about it. I got a good book for you. It's called Traumatic Relationships and Serious Mental Disorders by John Allen. You go read that.
She's just kind of that. It's really, it's like going from high school to the pros. Like, you're that good a basketball player. Like, my brain is so big, it could not be held, and it couldn't be contained in high school.
Some people are just
more
superior
room.
Specimens. They really are.
Well, who are you talking to? Yeah. Failed driver's ed.
Yeah.
Ceramics major.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I was actually, should have been attending junior high while I was in high school. I was one of the few students like, yeah, I got to go off campus for
fifth grade.
Supplement my education. Where are you going? Going over to Walter Reed Junior High. Yeah, I'm going in the seventh grade, taking basic math and home ec. Well, stuff. I learned how to make Pillsbury popover, stuff like that. It's got nothing. And then it'll let me turn it on, but I have to be supervised when it heats up. But yeah. All right. Well, that's nice.
Got some good calls up there now.
I'd like to do that, Drew.
What?
There's a couple things I'd like to do. I'd like to be thrown out of a casino for winning too much. You know those things I want to do in my life?
Mm.
I'd like to have my hands registered somewhere.
As weapons?
As weapons in some county, so I could say that. I'd like to... I've been thrown off a driving range. I've been thrown out of a batting cage. and I've been thrown off at go-kart tracks. I've checked all those off my list. But I'd like to now, I'd like to have to go to college when I was in high school because I was just too smart. Too smart. Reagan?
Yes.
And at 13. You're 22. What's up?
I used to do pornography, and I'm having sort of sexual problems now where I have a lot of pain when I have sex.
Mm. What kind of pornography did you used to do?
Various different kinds.
Well, did you make movies?
Well, I don't really want to say now.
All right, well, let me just ask. Was this like internet stuff or?
Yeah.
Like sort of home stuff? Amateur stuff, or did you work for some company?
Well, you could say both. Yeah, sort of both.
Okay. And you did this for how long?
For about a year and a half.
Okay. Were you abused sexually at some point?
No.
Mm-hmm. Nothing?
Yeah. Physically?
No.
Just decide to get into pornography?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't work right with us.
Were you adopted or anything?
No.
You know what? We got it. We have to wrap up.
All right.
Do you want to start with her tomorrow night?
Yeah, we'll start with you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Can we call you back?
Yeah.
All right. So hold on a second. We got to talk to this tomorrow. We got to dissect this one.
Okay. Take a little break. We'll be right back. Well, there's the show, everybody. We thank you for listening. We're going to take a much-needed rest now.
Oh, yeah. You worked hard today, Adam.
Yeah. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.